The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just exploring relaxation to start. It's often really helpful at the beginning of a period of meditation to consciously relax the body. Allowing the muscles of the body to soften. And sometimes it can be helpful to do this in a systematic way. Starting at your head, the top of your head and face, and seeing if the muscles of your head and face can soften, relax. Relaxing around the eyes, the mouth, the jaw. Relaxing the chest, the neck, the shoulders. The arms and hands. And particularly checking in to see if there can be some relaxation of the muscles around the rib cage. Sometimes taking a deeper breath can support stretching all of those muscles and then letting them relax on the out-breath. Maybe a second deeper breath. Allowing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen to soften. Sometimes there can be a kind of a habitual holding there. Maybe let it feel like it hangs forward a little bit in the belly. Relaxing the middle and lower back, the hips. You might even find it possible to soften or relax deep inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs, the feet. And then to deepen the relaxation, sometimes we can explore a relaxation deep inside the body. Just check in and see, maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. This relaxation of body helps support letting go of mental tension, helps the mind to relax. Mental tension is often experienced Mental tension is often experienced as thoughts of concern or worry about the past or future. And so exploring the possibility of letting go of any mental tension, worries, concerns for the next 30 minutes or so. There's nowhere you need to go. No one you need to be. And very little to do. Just seeing if the mind can settle into being present for ourselves, being present for our experience, seeing ourselves, opening to really seeing what is this being. This act of seeing ourselves, of being willing to sit with ourselves, whatever is happening, no matter what is happening, it is a deep act of love. So often in wanting to be loved, we might even use this language of wanting to be seen just for who we are. And yet so often we don't do that for ourselves. So this opportunity right now is this connecting with yourself, allowing, opening to whatever your experience is. When the mind can relax, it will naturally be able to connect to and be present for ourselves in this way. And so relaxing the body, relaxing the mind. And exploring being present for whatever is present here in this body, sensations in this body. Maybe some are pleasant, some are unpleasant. There's pressure, pulsing, tingling, vibration, hardness or softness. In these contact points of your hips, your feet, your hands, and there is the breath in the body, also a simple experience of breathing in and breathing out. Sometimes it can be helpful in terms of staying connected with the lived experience in this moment to keep a gentle connection with this breath that is a part of every moment of our lived experience, a crucial part of being alive. Each breath. And as we connect to the breath, it can be supportive to not try to narrow the attention down. Because as we connect with our experience of the breath, it can also allow us to become more aware of other experience happening in the present moment. So we can know we're breathing in and breathing out. And while we're knowing that, we can also know that hearing is happening. We don't need to push away sounds, try not to hear sounds. It's very natural to hear sounds when we're present. And keeping this gentle connection with the rhythm of the breath. Other things that happen can be kind of in the background, sounds in the background, body sensations or moods in the background. And not needing to have any kind of a conflicted relationship with other things that are going on. Just a simple, oh, that's happening too. Hearing and the breath. Feelings and the breath. And at some point, the mind will wander off into thinking, lose touch with this connection to the present moment. It's natural for that to happen. And equally natural for the mindfulness to return at some point. Very naturally. Not something we have to do. It just happens. It comes back. Our mindfulness returns. And yet because the mind has been wandering, it's like we may have wandered into a new landscape, a landscape of our thoughts and worries or concerns or fantasies or desires. And that landscape may have had an effect on you. And so the first thing that's most helpful when you notice that you've returned is to check in. What's the landscape like? How is the body? Has tension crept back in? If so, it can be really supportive to explore relaxing the body again. Relaxing the mind. And gently, as the body and mind feel aware again through this relaxation, reconnecting with the breath, the light touch of staying connected with this intimate experience that is so connected to our life, this breath. Connected with a light touch so that it's not resisting hearing. Hearing happens, and the breath. Doesn't need to be a conflict. Other body sensation and the breath. And the breath.